Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. The sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
The NFL's trade deadline has come and gone, and at 4 o'clock, we now kind of have a better sense of who is landing where, some of these names that might impact your fantasy season. We'll talk to Michael F. Florio from NFL Network, who's joining us now. F! The Bills at 7-2, we're feeling good about that. Not really making any moves here before the trade deadline. You got Amari Cooper earlier, obviously, and that's not a zero, but are you surprised that Brandon Bean didn't make a move, especially when you consider some of the injuries at wide receiver, for another wide receiver, maybe even a defensive lineman?
I thought if they were to go any route, it would be more on the defensive side of the ball, but I personally am not shocked. Bean is not someone who tends to make huge in-season moves. I will admit I was a little surprised when they made the move for Amari Cooper. I was hopeful that they would make another move, but it was a very quiet deadline, as it tends to be in the NFL. Like, it's not like baseball or basketball. The deadline always gets hyped, and then we get some minor moves usually on the day of, but I'll take it, all things considered. But with them releasing Mike Edwards, my hope of maybe one day seeing my favorite defensive player of all time, Micah Hyde, come back is not dead yet.
Yeah, Michael, we were talking about that. There's a lot of angles to that, and the Bills still do have those two roster spots open, so something's got to happen here before now in the Colts game. Speaking of this game here, if we could start from a fantasy perspective about Bills-Colts here, because, you know, James Cook is a guy that, you know, certainly was one of the top 10 running backs drafted, I would think, of most leagues. But now you have the emergence of Ray Davis. Showed it in that Monday night game against the Jets. Showed it with catching that pass against the Dolphins, helping that win. Is Ray Davis an RB2 that you should consider now, Michael?
He is someone that I want on my rosters because, like you said, we have seen it now a couple of games. It was awesome to see what he did this past week, but most of his production did come on that one long catch and run. He still was very behind Cook in snaps and touches, so I still believe this is James Cook's backfield. I wouldn't be starting Ray Davis in fantasy, just although I had to in a pinch last week, and that really came through. It is a good matchup. The Colts have struggled against the run this year, but until we see more consistent usage, I think you could get away from Ray Davis, but I do believe we are going to see more and more of Davis as the year progresses, not only as we get into the cold weather, and you guys know about that better than me, but Sean McDermott and co. over the years have kind of slow played their rookies, especially early on in the season. So I do think it's possible Davis could get standalone value, and he is always an injury away from being top 20, which is why I want him on my team. but I don't think you need to go and start him just yet.
Mike, at the trade deadline, we saw the Steelers make a move for Mike Williams from the New York Jets, and just kind of seeing how that offense looks with Russell Wilson in command versus what it looked like with Justin Fields makes me believe that if Mike Williams is out there, that might be somebody worth rostering, and doesn't he just kind of slide into the wide receiver two position there automatically in Pittsburgh behind Pickens?
You would think so, because they've been searching for someone all year. Like, Van Jefferson hasn't really worked out. I do think this is a better real-life move for the Steelers than it is for fantasy, but the arrow is pointing up for Mike Williams, who was just buried on the Jets' depth chart as of late. So, yeah, Wilson, I think Williams will still be big, boom or bust with Wilson, a big play reliant, potentially hoping for like a deep touchdown or something like that. But it can't get any worse than it has been in New York. So if you want to take a flyer on him off the waiver wire, see what it looks like. I think you'd have to give him at least a couple of weeks, because we've seen a lot of wide receivers traded on a Tuesday, and on Sunday they tend to play about a third of the snaps. So don't think you want to start Williams this week. But just if you want to take an upside flyer, see if he has anything left in the tank and if he could be anything here, it's definitely fine to do so.
Michael, this is a week that would be good to get the NFL ticket or go out to some watering hole, because if you're sitting at home, most of the nation is going to get Philadelphia and Dallas. Quite honestly, a game that I have no interest in now without Dak Prescott. is there anything salvageable on the Cowboys from a fantasy perspective in this game, would you say?
It's rough. Look, if C.D. Lamb ends up playing, by some chance, I still think you have to play him because of just who he is and the upside that he brings. But outside of that, like, Jake Ferguson might be just a pure volume play. We saw him have a lot of targets last week. And the thing is, like, Cooper Rush kept the Cowboys afloat 2 years ago, where they won, I believe they won all of his starts. But he averaged less than 200 yards per game, one touchdown per game. It really, and that's when they had better receivers, a better O-line, just a better situation all around. So I think at least for this week, until we see any of these guys do it outside of CeeDee Lamb without Dak Prescott, I think it's fine to just avoid your Cowboys right now.
Michael, if you may, I would like to step into the fantasy football confessional for a moment and confess one of my sins, and you can chastise me, and this has relevance to last night's game in Kansas City. I was somebody who in one of my leagues drafted DeAndre Hopkins just for depth.
No.
I left him on my bench. He didn't see the starting lineup for any part of the beginning of the season until it came down to it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm moving off of him. He's not doing anything in Tennessee. I can't remember who I dropped him for in exchange on the waiver wire. And of course, a smarter fantasy manager than I went ahead and picked him up off the waiver wire immediately. He gets traded in Kansas City. A couple things I want to find out from you, Mike. I mean, for anybody that says that Hopkins was washed, coming into Kansas City sure seems like it's been one hell of a deodorant for his career, and he's going to be just fine with Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball. And the other sin I would like to confess is I continue to start Jared Goff in a one-quarterback league over Baker Mayfield. And for whatever reason, I just look at matchups and I think to myself, I can't see Mayfield doing what he does, yet Mayfield continues to produce even without his top wide receivers. Is Baker Mayfield matchup proof at this point?
It's starting to look like it, because yesterday was one of the toughest matchups for a quarterback with the Chiefs. There's no Chris Godwin. There's no Mike Evans. Doesn't matter. He goes out there. He has got Kate Otten, his running back, Sterling, the ghost of Sterling Shepard, and he is still productive. He scored 18 fantasy points last night. That is the most a quarterback has scored against the Chiefs since Lamar Jackson in week one. Like, it is, Baker, it's hard to say he's not, because he did it in such a tough matchup. This week he gets the 49ers, so not the easiest matchup there, but yeah, it's starting to look like he's real matchup proof, although I will say I do like Jared Goff this week a lot. Last week, outdoor game in the rain, that's not where Jared Goff shines. But for DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think D-Hop is anywhere close to what he was in his prime, but I still think he is a very good wide receiver. And the thing is, the Chiefs, they keep talking about using him in this Rashee Rice role that we also saw Juju have a really big game in playing that role. A lot of yak comes from that. And the crazy part about yesterday is he didn't have all that much yak. A lot of it came on that one deep catch, two red zone catches. He is going to be their go-to guy in the red zone. He could still win deep, as we saw. And then I anticipate a lot more yak coming his way. So, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is quickly looking like a player that you just throw in your lineup and you leave in there. Will he elevate the other Chiefs? That is still to be determined, because Mahomes struggled even when he had Rice fantasy-wise. But Arrow is definitely pointing up for the Chiefs right now after the last two games.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network. Where Michael, here in Western New York, we are just living in a golden age. The Bills at 7-2 with this massive lead, four games over the New York Jets. But hey, when we last saw Aaron Rodgers, there he was telling Al Michaels and Herb Street, we can run the table. And okay, like to see that. I look at the betting line in this game, like, wait a second, Arizona's home. They're only favored by one. There's a lot of people that are going on the Jets. The Jets in nice conditions in Arizona. Do we like that offense to finally figure it out this week, or do you need to see something here first to trust Aaron Rodgers and his staff?
I would argue that you could make a case that they started to figure it out last week when Rodgers threw for three touchdowns against a tough Texans defense, a defense that we saw Josh Allen struggle with, although they're not as healthy as they were then. I don't think the Jets are going to win out, but something I have been saying is I think we are going to – remember in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers would always do this where he would like tell people to relax and stuff, and then yeah, the Packers would get hot and go on a run. I think something like that is coming for the Jets, because not only did they get the Cardinals, then they get the Colts, the Seahawks, Dolphins, Jaguars. The next four or five games, very winnable for them. Basically, if the Bills beat them, the division is there, so I'm not worried from a Bills fan standpoint. But I do think we get one last Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams run here, and I do like them this week. Kyler Murray has been struggling. Marvin Harrison Jr. has been struggling. But this is going to come down to the Jets' defense and if they're able to stop the run game of Arizona, stuff like that. But, yeah, I think we get one more Aaron Rodgers run. It just ends up falling short, and that's kind of how he goes out then as a Jet.
I was kind of surprised to see that the biggest over-under on the board actually is the Thursday night game between the Ravens and the Bengals. Those short week games, usually lower scoring affairs, but you see both of these offenses, and I guess you could understand why you would have that over-under. And you know, we could talk more about some of the guys that you're targeting on your waiver wire for pickups, but the Bengals specifically in their backfield, losing Zach Moss, now have Khalil Herbert. Do you expect that he will be a contributor in some way, shape, or form?
I think Khalil Herbert is a lot like Ray Davis, what I was saying earlier. Someone that you want on your roster, because if Chase Brown was to go down or with an injury or something like that, suddenly he is the starter on a good Bengals offense. And I believe that Khalil Herbert is a good talent, especially as a runner. So there will be fantasy value there. But as long as Chase Brown is healthy, I think that's kind of what Herbert is for fantasy, because best case scenario, in my opinion, is he plays the Zach Moss role. And we have already seen Chase Brown take over as the lead back there. He's been playing more snaps, getting more carries, more targets than Zach Moss. Herbert could carve out a large enough role like Moss had, where he gets something like 8 to 12 touches and he has potential like flex value in a deeper league or something like that. But I'm a Chase Brown guy. I'm very excited for the future with Chase Brown. And that is who I'm most excited about on this Bengals backfield.
Michael, is there any chance the NFL Network is going to send you to Western New York here for a stretch run here to take in one of these games?
Probably not in season. I playoffs would be my best hope. But the Bills need, two, three more wins to guarantee a home playoff game this year. So chances are looking good right now.
Yeah, gotta like it. Mike, what are you working on at NFL Network, and what can we catch out here as we prepare to set our waiver claims in for tonight?
Yeah, I've been plugging away the last 2 days at Stardom Sit'em for the week. That'll drop tomorrow morning on NFL.com, and then NFL Fantasy Live the next few days, the Insiders, and as always, Roto Baller as well. I do work over there, and I have a podcast with them called Florio's Football Show. And if you want it all in one place, Twitter, Instagram, socials, at Michael at Florio.
Michael, always appreciate your time. You make us smarter fantasy football players. Thanks so much for it today.
Appreciate it. Go Bills.
Go Bills. There he is, Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, talking some fantasy football. Get your waivers in, your waiver claims in for tonight. Week 10 gets underway Thursday with the Bengals traveling to M&T Bank Stadium to take on the Ravens.
Yeah, that's okay. We got a good Thursday night game here. Thank you. Like, baseball season's over. Give me something that I can look forward to. Why isn't the NBA playing tonight?
Election night.
I know. But some of us use sports as an escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I just watch, I'm just saying, some of us.
So are you surprised that a league that has as much load management as they do uses election night as an excuse to not work?
11 games in the National Hockey League, and they're not all in Canada tonight.
No. Yeah, no. I don't have an answer for you.
I don't. Most polls close in the early evening anyway.
One year they probably said, it'd be a good idea. Let's take the night off so that we can all vote because it's important. And it is, and you should. But yeah, no NBA action tonight because of election night.
Ooh, we have breaking news from the NBA.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Joel Embiid has been suspended 3 games. This for shoving the columnist of the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is coming down from the NBA, not from the team.
Oh, who cares?
He's not playing anyway, so what is that?
I'm so over it.
He's probably oh, good.
I'm just so over it.
Oh, who cares?
He's such a good player when he's on the court. He really is. I mean, to see a big man do the things that he does, to have the touch that he has, it's so maddening to me that he's just not out there, that he's, that all of this is going on. I don't like any of it. And if it truly is he's not healthy, he's not 100%, he can't go, okay, can we get him out there sooner rather than later? What are we talking about here? Because he was fine just a few months ago in the Olympics and nothing has happened since then.
Mutual respect is paramount to the relationship between players and media in the NBA.
God.
While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical. I don't know why I did this in a Kermit the Frog voice, but...
That's your Adam Silver.
It's actually Joe Dumars in a statement. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm kind of done with statements. We don't see any more. We're not seeing as many statements, are we? Feels like statements are kind of being pared back a little bit. Less statements.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah. I am too. That's why when I hear this, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Take your statement and shove it up your ass. I'm done with statements. I'm really done with them. Here's a statement from the league. Okay, good. Thank you for that statement.
Again, what are NBA fans supposed to do tonight, particularly on the East Coast? You already voted, and you're just going to go watch hockey now.
Because NBA fans and hockey fans, there's a big crossover there between the NBA fan and the hockey fan, right? I know a lot of NBA fans who can't wait to watch the Sabres tonight. Come on.
No,
to answer your question, I don't know what NBA fans are supposed to do tonight. I really don't know. I don't know when they thought it was a good idea to just take the night off because of election night, or it was some kind of symbolic gesture. We're not working on election night, so you can go out and vote.
Yeah,
you're not working most nights.
Well, that's my... That is my point here, Danger. It's like every network, go out and vote. Go out and vote. Vote, 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 vote. No S. No kidding.
Really?
Yes. And if the game is normally tipping off at 8 o'clock, oh my gosh, it's 7:59. I forgot.
By the way,
can I get
a verdict on this move? Because my buddy told me about this, and I'm like, yeah, that's probably the move of the weekend. He recorded all of the NFL action that he wanted to watch on Sunday so he could watch it, not in real time, watch it on his own time, and skip through all the political ads. He wanted to skip through all of the political ads. Not one more political ad. I'm done. No more. It's Sunday before Election Day. Everybody knows. I'm done with all of it. I'm skipping through all the commercials, and I'm just watching football. No more political ads.
Well, that's good, but it's not going to solve your problem, because now we're just going to go from that to Jennifer Hudson singing about whatever she wants you to buy in a holiday jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen that. I'm like,
yeah.
No.
The Christmas commercials already are... I'm kind of numb to it. You know, Thanksgiving just doesn't get its due. We've talked about this. I mean, yeah. it's just a forgotten holiday now, and I don't like it. I'm not a fan of that at all. Oh my goodness, it's happy hour. We've got to take a break. We're gonna come back. We have more on the way. The trade deadline in the NFL has passed about an hour and hour and change ago, and we'll recap everything that happened around the NFL, not including the Buffalo Bills. They did not. As of right now, from what we've heard, they did not make a move at the trade deadline. We would have heard of something by now, and Schefter putting out his list of all the players that were moved during the trade deadline. So I have some reason to believe that there's some finality there and that we won't see any last-minute moves.
Kind of agree with
you. Yeah, now that we're an hour past the deadline. So we'll get to that. We'll recap everything that happened here at the NFL's trade deadline next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.